For decades, TV has been an escape from our everyday life.
We use reality TV to escape our jobs, children, and most of our responsibilities.
Born out of the pandemic with two friends who became coworkers, I'm Greg.
And I'm Demetria.
Join us to escape reality. Hello.
Welcome back, everyone.
Episode 174.
All right. 174.
Just one more till your fave.
I know. I love it. I love it when we hit those mile markers.
How are you? What's new?
I am good. I had a crazy last couple of weeks, but last week, you know, transitioning out of like Super Bowl and then into All-Star Weekend, sports in my house always kind of takes
over. Did you watch the People's Choice Award?
You know what's crazy? I recorded it. I watched part of it and then I fell asleep. So I have to pick it up.
It looked, I saw the red carpet. And I was like, who the fuck are these people? I'm out. I don't need this.
It's one of those things that's like, I don't have to watch, but I always just kind of want to just to see just in case something happens. But then I was like, oh, well, my girl Chloe didn't show up anyway. So that's all what I really watch it for. Cause I was like to see what kind of crazy hairdo she's got going on.
Didn't she win last year and not show up? She's like,
no,
I keep winning. Like, well, why don't you show up once?
She did come last year and her hair was like a monstrosity. And it was that she wore that Jean-Paul Gaultier that looked like she was wearing a suit jacket as a shirt, like on the front of her. I'll have to find a photo to show you, but
let me tell you, this is the award show. I don't care.
Yeah, no,
like it's just, no,
it's just one of those things that it's like, I wanted to see Adam Sandler because I do love him. So I wanted to see Jennifer Aniston give him his little award. But yeah, I wasn't really too like crazy about that. It wasn't my thing, but yeah. Anyway, and we were watching the All-Star game also. So, but yeah, no, nothing crazy. I have binged through all of Love is Blind that there is to offer at this point.
Was there 9 episodes now?
Yeah. So there were 6 that I watched and then 3 released last night. This is wild, folks.
I heard it's a really good one. Well, let me tell you why I can't watch Love is Blind. So I'm going to go to jail at some point. So I have like a hacked Fire Stick where I can like watch whatever I want, whenever I want. It's really fantastic. However, I go to look at Love is Blind and like all like the titles were jumbled and like the episodes were weird. And then like some of the episodes were double and there was only like 5 of them. Something was wrong. And I was like, okay, I'm going to like, because it refreshes every day. So yeah. Like, it'll like refresh. It'll pop up, whatever. So, like, the next day I wake up, I'm like, oh, it's all refreshed. 6 episodes. The titles look good. The number, like, episodes look good. I'm, like, ready to go. And I, like, start the first episode, and it's, like, Higher Love. And it's, like, bring me the higher love. And I'm, like, all excited. And then it's in, like, Cambodian or something.
Oh, no.
That's and they're speaking some, like, bizarre language that I've never heard.
That's and I'm, not like, going to work.
This is weird. So I'm like, I fast forward and I'm like, maybe it's me or whatever. And then like, I hear someone like, oh, it's a vibe. And then like, it goes back to the Cambodian. I'm like, I don't know what's happening. Then I look at episode 2 and episode 2 is fine. So I'm like, I don't know what. And I'm like, oh, it'll refresh. And it's not refreshed, everybody. I don't know what to do. I can't watch episode 1.
That's crazy.
It happened to me on, I didn't tell you this on Beef, but on Beef, I went to watch the last episode and it was like Russian. And I'm like,
no,
which at first I was shocked and I was like, this is on par for what I just watched for the last 10 hours anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so what I'm going to do is I'm going to just figure out how to watch episode 1 and then I can watch the other one, but we'll talk about it for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm knee deep and invested in that. I am watching Bachelorette. Bachelor is also wild and crazy. These women, I often wonder to myself, like, if I was on this show, which I would never do, but if I was on this show, like, would I fall victim to this mentality of cattiness? Because really, let's be honest, you're all here for the same guy. We're not there to make best friends. It's nice if you make some friends, but really you should be worried about yourself. And these women get so like, there's this one beef going on And this girl is like, I just don't like her because my friend got sent home because he picked her over her. And so I don't like her. She needs to go. But she didn't do anything to
you. You're like, you're not the point of the show, ma'am.
Right. Like, the whole point is he sends home who he doesn't have a connection with. So if he's not connecting with your friend, she got to go.
Yeah.
It's just what. So I'm watching that.
Are you into Joey? But I know you kind of have a thing for Clayton and his new dancing.
I absolutely do not. I am mortified every time I watch these Clayton videos. I don't know why he's started doing these weird dance videos. His hair is weird. He's weird. I don't like it.
Where did he get those gaucho pants?
I think he made them.
Why are they so short? Everybody, you have to go to his page. He dances, but he's not good.
No, because they're not his. He took them from someone.
Susie wants her pants back.
Yeah, no. I'm into Joey. He is very sweet. He is very relatable and real. Like, I like him. He's not trying to be creepy. He's, you know, he's like, hey, I got hurt too. Like, I've done this before. So I'm just trying to be very mindful. Like, this week he had a girl and she was pouring her heart out. Like, I'm falling for you, and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, I have been here. I have done this. I don't want to put anybody through this. I don't feel the same. And I don't think that I'm going to get to that place. And I do not want to drag you through the agony of waiting through weeks of this or waiting all week till we get to the rose ceremony, thinking I'm going to pick you when I don't feel the same.
I'm more concerned with like his press tour because he's coming off as very dumb.
Well, I mean, he doesn't seem dumb on this. Let's just say that. But maybe some people just aren't good in the press and they need a little work. I don't.
Yeah. This morning he was on Kelly and Mark or whatever. And he said, they're like, oh, Kathy Lee Gifford. There's a rumor that Kathy Lee Gifford will be the Golden Bachelorette or something. And he was like, I don't know who that is.
Oh God. Well,
and they're like, well, we were on her show. Like, this was her show. And he was like,
people of a certain age sometimes don't know.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, he's 28. I mean, I don't know.
I don't. Also, I think probably you have to be really, I would not also be good at this because I would give up all the things. Like, I would accidentally say who I picked. Something would happen. You never put me in front. I have no poker face. I would just tell all the things.
First of all, you could tell by watching me on the show who I would not be interested in at all.
Clearly.
Get them out of here.
Yeah. All these short people who did not read this part.
I said 6 foot.
Get them all out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no. So I'm watching that. I mean, it's rapidly. Like, he's already down to like 6 girls. So this is going pretty quickly. Faster than I anticipated.
It seems like they are kind of speeding it up. I think they kind of got the hint that like we don't want 10 episodes of this shit.
Yeah. No. So that I watch. I'm up to all caught up on Below Deck. I'm still not sure about this. How I feel about it. They're all crazy as usual. I just don't, there's none of them that I love that much.
The ratings are down 30%.
Yeah. He's no Captain Lee. I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
Frasier as the chief stew is just kind of like, I don't know. You know, he's just like, okay. You know, they come to him with their drama and he's like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear what either of you have to say. Like, the complaining is ridiculous. Be adults, work together. You know, it's just like, okay.
And we just have such a good season of Med that it's like, ugh.
I know. It's hard. Yeah. It's hard. I don't think this is going to work, but maybe something's going to happen. I don't know. So yeah, other than that, just those, my regulars.
Did you watch the challenge last night?
Yes, I was going to get to that.
Okay. I'm so excited.
I know. I did watch the challenge. I was like on the edge of my seat, biting my nails. Spoiler, everybody. I don't know if you're going to watch it. I don't know if you have watched it, but I'm sure we have to talk about it.
I mean, would you call yourself a champion? We don't have to like go into like too deep to like ruin it. I don't really care. But like, I don't know if I'd call myself a champion if like I kind of got carried to the end and then won the final.
That was my thoughts. I felt some kind of way about it because I felt like if you never went into any sort of elimination, you didn't have to fight for it. You kind of just hid behind other people's coattails and just skated in and then helped to kind of manipulate it so that all the stronger people except for one are gone. You kind of just like chewed your way in there. You didn't really earn that and can't compare yourself to a CT or a Johnny or a Devin or a Tori or a Kara. You didn't earn that.
No. And like you would have, Jay would have cut your ass real quick if Asaf wouldn't have went home.
Absolutely. He would have never even stood a chance.
Also, when did we ever see Wes or I was going to say Bananas or CT crying over a balance beam?
No.
Like, absolutely. I was like, what is happening? Like, what happened?
No.
They were scaling the Arctic tundra three seasons ago, and now we're like on a balance beam doing a Sudoku. Like, what? How did we get here?
Seriously, I was watching this going, like, okay, so let me get this straight. To crown the new ultimate champion, like the new champion, you've got people crying over having to drink stuff, crying over having to climb down a mountain, over not being able to do a balance beam that you clearly just need to put your feet straight, not sideways, because you have big feet. Like, what?
Also, my 8-year-old niece can do that thing where you like put all the colors on one row. Like, that is not a challenge.
They have that at the playground.
Yeah.
Like, that is like a staple at the park, and you could play that game yourself.
I feel like with the CBS challenge, I don't know. Cause like, I feel like the daily challenges are the ones that I'm like, damn, like I couldn't run on that tube and holding a rope. Like, that's insane to me.
No, I could never.
I do Sudoku every day. You know how quickly I could do that Sudoku?
Well, I don't know. I've never done it, but I would imagine it wouldn't take me 10 minutes.
You can only have that one number. So if you have a row and it's like 5, 7, 9, whatever, like you can't reuse those numbers. So it has to be, it's a process of elimination. It's so easy anyway.
Oh, yeah. Also, when Berna was like, I just did it. No, bitch, you did not.
I cannot with her.
1 minute.
I want to be an actress and I want to do my own stunts. I don't want to do puzzle.
You literally just said, I didn't take the math. I don't know the math. I went to circus school and now you did a Sudoku puzzle.
Every time they gave her the tuna mayo beat, I was like, this is it. She's going to give up on one of these shakes that she has to drink.
Oh, I mean, but that's what I'm saying. We've seen these other, like CT would have drank that shit and not blinked his eyes.
Yeah.
Like Corey's crying. You got to go.
Pauline said she didn't finish the food earlier.
No, you gotta go get TJ to come talk to him because he's crying like this.
I can't go down this mountain on a rope.
When has TJ ever had to come and talk you into doing a final?
He shoved him and he's like, here, get up there. You're going down this mountain.
Get your stuff and go.
Yeah, I don't know. Like the last leg when they were like sawing those boxes and carrying those boxes, like that's the shit I'm here for.
Yes.
I don't know. It's wild.
I agree. So yeah. But yeah, that was about it. I didn't really watch anything else other than hours and hours of SVU that I always watch. What about you?
I'm on the home stretch of Suits, everybody.
Oh,
I just need to finish it at this point.
Yes, I agree.
We've entered season 9. I'm entered season 9. I think I'm on episode like 4. It's terrible. What's weird is that like with Mike, which was Patrick Adams, whatever, and Meghan Markle leaving after season 7, like the dynamic just shift. And then what's Gina Torres left too.
Mm-hmm.
So then they replaced him with like 3 new people trying to like start up the company kind of thing. But then like Meghan Markle's dad was on like her show dad, whatever, like he ended up leaving. So now we're like in season 9, like a whole new thing. I don't know. I'm there's only 10 episodes. Thank God. I think I've got like 4 or 5 left. It just isn't smart or funny or like clever anymore. I don't know. I would watch 1 through 7. I would even go like 1 through 4. But through 7 was fine because you get to like see the progression of Mike, and like it's funny because 8 at least held you a little bit because Harvey, whatever his name is, Gabriel, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He actually transitioned into the Mike role. So he was like the do-gooder, the pro bono guy. So it's funny how like he was such a jerk and everything, and he kind of matured. The problem was he didn't have anybody opposite him to like take on that like other role.
Got it.
Because Gina Torres was the boss of the boss, and she left, obviously. So I don't like that whole thing. I don't know. It was a little odd. I'm going to finish it. Hopefully, maybe. We'll see. I'll get to it. But I have a confession. My life is being run by J-Lo and I can't get enough.
J-Lo? Well,
she happens to be her hit song, Can't Get Enough.
She is fabulous.
Did you listen to the album? Did you watch the show? Anything?
No. I've been so confused. First, I thought she was promoting a movie. Then I thought she was promoting a video and an album. Then I thought maybe it was like a documentary. I didn't know what this lady was doing.
She's doing it all, and she's doing it fabulously. I don't even know how to tell you this.
Got it. Okay.
The album is fire. I worked out to it. I went for a nice leisurely stroll and listened to it. I've been playing it when I go to sleep. It's all over the place. I'm here for it.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a sequel to This Is Me Now, mm-hmm. right? No, This Is Me Then. This Is Me Now is the sequel. But mm-hmm. 20 years have passed, right? So there's no Jenny from the Block banger. Let's be real. I don't know if we could ever reach that level again. But there's some killer songs. Then I was like, okay, so I listened to the album because I love an album straight through, you know me.
Yes.
So I'm cruising, I'm listening, okay, a couple bangers, some catchy tunes, I'm in. So then I'm like, oh, there's that movie. I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna watch this. I'm like, let me just turn it on and see if it piques my interest. Well, 11 minutes in and I am hooked.
It's only
an hour.
Okay. It's like a Lemonade type of deal.
It's yes, but no. So okay. Lemonade, I would say, was more visual representation. This was more of her process of the album.
Got it. Okay.
So yes, there's music and there's videos and there's lots of CGI, lots of head to toe Gucci, which you know I'm here for.
Ooh.
No one would fund this, obviously. She spent $20 million of her own money on this. I will say it is very cinematic. But it's her in therapy, and then it's her living through all three of her marriages. But then the music, and it's just it's really interesting. And I never thought I'd say this, and I never thought I'll probably watch it again. I'll listen to the album again. I'm in on J-Lo.
And this is where she dances with Derek Huff.
Derek Huff, oh my God. Every single dude, tell your fiance to leave the room. Spend an hour and 4 minutes by your, every single man is hot.
Oh, okay.
Derek Huff is the least attractive out of all of them. There's two men, the other two men that she married. Then her friends are hot. Everyone's hot.
Well, I mean, I would expect nothing less from J-Lo.
But the dancing and the music, and it's funny because it kind of did tie the album together. I mean, yelling, by the way, I'm so excited.
No, I can appreciate it.
Yeah. So, the way it tied it all together, I don't know if I did it the right way, but listening to it, I literally did a hot girl walk and I was cruising to my J-Lo in 2024.
Hanging out in the neighborhood, bopping around, eh?
Yeah, with my headphones on. And then I watched the video and it kind of was the songs were reminiscent. It worked. It really did work. But then I worked out to the album on Monday or whatever. And I was I'm in. I'm totally in.
All right. I'm going to have to try this out.
Yeah, but it's good. There's some bops that keep you going. It's easy listening, I would say. But there's definitely meaning. She talks about Ben and the marriage and kind of what failed and all that. And it was number one movie on Amazon. That's how they got me. Cause I was who's watching this on Amazon?
Well, I'm gonna.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely, if you like her, it's interesting. Cause I guess you don't really get to see a lot of who she is, right? Because she's an actress and there's the movie roles and there's her whole Ben side. And this actually seems like she sat down and did her best Beyonce, but just a little bit more cerebral about it all.
Yeah. Okay.
And there was random CGI stuff that didn't make any fucking sense or whatever that Beyonce would never do. But I'm in. I liked it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I watched that. I watched the challenges we talked about. I watched the holdovers, which I've been sitting on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Giamatti, he's the teacher at the Boston school or whatever. And the kids yes. have to go home, but the kids who are called holdovers who have nowhere to go for a holiday. And so someone has to stay with them. Fantastic. It's so good. Divine Joy Brown.
I love her. I mean,
she, you will cry. You will cry. You will 100% cry.
Okay.
But it's good. It's like really good relationships. It's a little bit slow, but you kind of get into the groove of it. Yeah, it was good. I really liked it. Mm-hmm. Good, good one. The Holder.
Okay, I'll have to try that.
Yeah. I mean, she's probably going to, she should win the Oscar. She was fantastic. And then what else? Something else. I told you about my Love is Blind. House of Villains is on Peacock. So I'm going to get into that.
Okay.
Yeah, watch out for that. I'll be there. My TV the other day tried to go to, my Peacock tried to go to Couple to Thruple, but I will not be getting into that at all.
No, I refuse. You know me. Not doing
I don't share well, but.
No, I'm not doing that. I have no interest in that.
Yeah. Anything else before we jump into Hot Topics?
No, let's do it.
Okay, so we're going to jump into Hot Topics. First and foremost, everyone listening, we appreciate all of you. We are going to be switching things up a little bit going forward. We will be back next week. We're going to do Hot Topics. We're going to post and ask us anything. And then we're going to take a couple weeks and just kind of like refresh ourselves. Bravo has been a drag. We'll get into like VPR, and Demetria, you can jump in, whatever. We'll get into VPR, Beverly Hills. I don't feel like we're moving forward. I don't feel like it's fun anymore. So like in talking between us, like the whole J-Lo thing, like I love what just took place now. So moving forward, we are going to drop the dead weight. And so we are going to sort of distance ourselves from the Bravo shows. I think format moving forward would be kind of what we're watching, what we recommend, what we love. And then our hot topics, which are my favorite by far.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm not canceling this podcast until we get a Zolciak Bierman DeBoer.
Well, I mean, I think, too, it's important to touch on the fact that in the beginning when we started doing this and all through, we've always agreed to do this as long as it was fun and entertaining and like we both connected on it. And I find that over the weeks and over the months, especially with a lot of these shows, it's like we don't have anything to say because they're not giving us anything that we feel entertained by. Or invested in like before.
And stressing about what's coming up and what we're going to watch. And like,
yeah.
And like the reunion looks like, I want to talk about the fashion. I want to like go that direction and just like be ourselves and not be beholden to shows.
Absolutely. I agree. Yeah.
No, definitely. I want to get Love is Blind working on my goddamn fire.
But I hope you all take advantage of the fact that we are going to do Ask Us Anything, and please do ask us anything. And we will be open and share.
Yeah, so I'll post the Ask Us Anything box on Instagram. Feel free to submit your questions. We'll put them down. We'll go through them next week. We'll do Hot Topics next week as per usual. And then we'll just take maybe a week or so off, maybe figure out like kind of where we're headed and what we want to do. Maybe rebrand the photo work. I don't know. We don't know yet. We're just kind of spitballing. We're both kind of burnt at this point with Bravo especially. And it's not fun to like take notes and to focus on things that like just aren't fun anymore.
Yeah.
VPR is going to be one that we're going to talk about. Like I keep bringing that up, but that it's not good. And it, like where we're headed is not good. I want to talk about that.
Absolutely. And I also think it's important to touch on some of these things, and especially VPR, but on a lot of the shows, I can speak for myself, but in also what we've just discussed is that there's things that are going on and being said and that are happening that we also don't agree with. And so that's really hard to have to report on it every week when you're watching it and like cringing, and then you have to talk about it and like dialogue about it.
Totally. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, Traitors is something that like, by the way, Traitors last week. Oh my God, I was dying. Did you start it? You didn't start it. You've been busy.
I didn't start it.
Yeah. Last week, anybody watching Traitors last week, holy last 3 minutes. I cannot believe it took place. I cannot wait for tonight. We'll get there as well. So yeah, we just want to like, what we're loving is what we want to share in show wise, and hot topics as per usual is just kind of getting into all that. So we'll talk about kind of where we're headed, but we will be back next week. We'll post the Ask Us Anything. We'll do hot topics next week. If the reunion is good, again, the reunion is three parts, dragging through three parts of this reunion. I'll talk about Beverly Hills as well, which is why I kind of feel this way after last night. And we'll go from there. Any feedback, let us know, please. We just want to like have a good time.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, for sure.
It has to be fun.
Absolutely. Okay. Hot topics. I can't believe this was only a week ago, first of all. So my favorite housewife mother, LD millionaire, Linda.
Oh, God.
Monica's Linda. Mom.
Linda.
Decided last week, Thursday night, actually, so after we recorded, to sell Monica's Range Rover on Twitter.
I mean, like, do you not care how your grandkids are going to get to school, ma'am?
Wait, the post reads, for sale, Monica Garcia's Range Rover, as seen on hashtag RHOLSLC. So she wanted the tracking, right? The hashtag. 2017, 159,000 miles.
Yeah.
Asking $41,200.
It ain't happening, ma'am.
I don't know how many trips past Jen Shaw's house is 159,000 miles, but it sounds like a lot.
A whole lot.
She had it wrapped with a new gorgeous rusty gold color after shooting. I can post a photo tomorrow. Only serious buyers, please. No delivery. Pickup only. DM me. Hashtag Bravo.
Yeah, is that how we're doing things, LD?
And then she followed up the next day with, I'm removing my post. The Range Rover is still for sale, but I don't think this is the avenue that I'm going to sell it. You think?
Yeah, I could have told you that. You would have been better off on Facebook Marketplace.
Have you not seen the keyboard warriors that people deal with on a daily budget basis?
Oh,
I don't. 159,000 miles?
Yeah, it's too much. That's crazy.
That's why.
Especially because she was saying she was still making payments on it.
Also, it did not look like a 2017. I thought they were leasing it. Remember, she was like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah. All I know is she said, I'm still paying it and my mom takes it. And I was like, whoa, I thought it was newer if she was still paying it.
But remember, she was like, oh, I went and had to lease a car. I had to go lease a Range Rover because my mom took the car. I'm confused.
Yeah. Mm. Well, good luck to you, LD.
I wonder if it's $41,000.
Absolutely not. I would $41,000 will buy you a brand new Kia. You don't need a 159,000 mile car for that.
You can get a Tesla Model 3 and save the environment at the same time.
Also true.
Until the battery explodes and kills you and your whole family. But that's all.
Well, yes.
We don't have time for that.
No.
Are you following the Kelly Rowland Today Show?
I followed it when it first happened. And then I was like, okay. And then it continued and it still continues. And I don't know why it's continuing to continue. But I get the gist of it, I think.
I am shoulder deep in this shit. Let me tell you. So I also thought, I was like, okay, so she walked out Friday. There'll be a post about it and it'll be gone by the weekend. Well, joke's on us because it's now Thursday and they're still talking about it. So Kelly Rowland showed up to the Today Show last Friday. She was giving an interview segment for the middle hour and then she was co-hosting the final hour. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she did the middle hour and she gave an interview with Savannah Guthrie. Savannah asked questions about Beyonce and Destiny's Child that Kelly seemed upset with.
Yes, because she was there to talk about mea culpa.
Correct, right? So, but there apparently Savannah said there was no, the questions weren't off limits, but she just seemed annoyed. So then they wrap that interview segment. So then the last hour comes around and it's Hoda. 10 minutes before, Kelly storms out of the building. Luckily, who was there?
Rita Ora.
Why?
I don't.
Hanging out. So Rita Ora is hanging out. She comes, co-host, whatever. Everyone had a good time. So then the news comes. Kelly stormed out. The dressing rooms are terrible. She looked at several of the dressing rooms and decided it wasn't for her. But she had already showed up in full glam, right?
Yeah.
I don't understand. What did... Did she show up, do the first segment, and then look for her dressing room, I guess?
I don't know if maybe, like, they put her in the dressing room, and she was only in there briefly, but then if there was, like, a time frame, she had to wait in there, and then decided, like, this is not...
Well, they've got one really good dressing room, and guess who was in there?
Who?
J to the LL. Hello.
Oh, well, I mean, obviously, where else? Who else would be in there?
Yeah, right. So apparently the Today Show only has one good dressing room. J-Lo was in it, Avi. When you spend $20 million on your own music video. So then Kelly storms out, whatever. So then Monday comes around and Kelly's like, Kelly goes on Sherry. Also that producer. Kelly goes on Sherry and then raves about how beautiful the dressing rooms are at Sherry. So then Hoda kicks it back up and Hoda's like, hey, like, I still love Kelly. We're friends. Like, no bad blood, whatever. Moving on. Goodbye. Like, no big deal. Then Savannah jumps back in to apologize about the Beyonce questions. Then Kelly says the Beyonce questions weren't the problem. I don't even know.
I still am trying to figure out why this has continued to be a discussion.
Also, the Today Show has bad dressing rooms. Like, who would have thought?
Yeah, they showed a picture of like what some of them look like, and they looked super cluttered and small.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, okay.
So I wonder if she came in full glam, did the interview, then went to her dressing room to change for segment 3, and then didn't like the dressing room and then left. But how do you like leave 10 minutes before film? Come on a live thing?
Yeah. No,
that's unprofessional.
I wouldn't have done that, but again, she's not really addressing like why she left, so I can't stick up for her.
Yeah, fair. I'm in. I hope it keeps going. I'm in.
Well, it seems like it's going to. So,
yeah, we're not going to touch on the Sherry producer. If you want to go look at page 6, it's sad.
Yeah, it is. Agreed.
Also, hot topic. I can't. I'm not on the talk tick. We know this. I'm too old for this. I tried to get on. It wouldn't let me. There's a lady on there. Her name is Risa Tisa. Which
Risa Tisa.
Let's get her on the pod.
Oh my God, I would love to pick this lady's brain at this point.
So she recorded 55 TikToks.
Yes.
How many TikToks?
55 TikToks, and they're not short TikToks because I watched the first 2, and it went on for quite some time. So they are not short by any means.
I did hear it's hard to get into.
Yes.
Once you're in, you're in.
For myself, I kept hearing people post about it, talk about it. And I was like, what is this? Like, who the fuck did I marry series? Like, what is this? Because I started thinking about the Tyler Perry movie, Why Did I Get Married?
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, okay. Is this like something like this? Or like, what is this? So I went, because it was on like E! News or Us Weekly, one of those. And I also don't do TikTok because I don't understand it, but I look at some things on there because Andrew Spencer posts funny things on there sometimes. So I will look.
Is he shirtless when it's funny? Don't lie.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I knew it.
So let me go open it and look at it. And she started and she's in the car driving, actively driving on the freeway. And she has her phone set up and she's like launches into this, like I want as a cautionary tale. Now what's interesting is, and I'm sure obviously for legal reasons, she doesn't use his actual name. She calls him Legion, which is this man who she met online in like 2020 and then married him the next year. But she's basically like, and so anybody who knows her, I'm sure knows who he is. But basically just saying like after they got married in 2021, she noticed like things about him weren't adding up. She later figured out like he was lying to her about his identity, his financial situation, his job, like pretending to be like the police. I mean,
so I watched the recap. I watched a really quick recap, which like we can post. So the things that stood out to me is he was like, oh, I'll send you the car or the down payment for the house. But like, if he didn't have a real job, why did she think he was going to buy a house?
Yeah, I don't know why she was falling for any of the things that she was falling for. Clearly,
she did say it was during COVID and they were locked down together. So it was very fast. They didn't really have time to like inspect each other's backgrounds or whatever.
Yeah. And so today or yesterday, I think it was today, another woman has come forward to say that she fell for this over 10 years ago and that he was, you know,
it's charming. Like a Tinder swindler.
Yes. It's like all the same thing, saying all the same thing. She was heartbroken. She was broken mentally. You know, he manipulated her, love bombed her. Same thing as what happened to Tisa, and then tried to ruin her life. Financially, like everything. And so she's like, you know, I just want to come on here and also say, like, you know, He went to jail for being a stalker, impersonating a police officer. Like, he has a really like shady past. So I was like, scared to leave, but I finally did. And I'm so glad I did. I'm like trying to rebuild my life and my confidence. It's wild out there in these streets. All I want to know is who this guy is, so I don't marry him, because God forbid it's my fiance. I just want to know.
I mean, the wildest thing that I did here was that, like, every morning I have to call my family. And so she was like, okay. And she's like, oh my God, he's a family guy. Like, she was really impressed. And like every morning she'd watch him have phone conversations. Well, someone reached out to her, I guess, like someone from his past is like, well, maybe it was his family. I don't know where this was in the whole 55 hours of all of this, but he doesn't speak to his family.
Yeah.
And so he was making up these phone calls.
Yeah.
Up to an hour long every morning to nobody, just holding the phone to his face.
Talking to yourself for an hour. And the craziest part, it was like, I didn't catch the full, but she was saying like he had went so far as to say he needed to get money. He needed to borrow money from her because his daughter, I think it was, had passed from COVID and he couldn't go because of COVID restrictions. So he couldn't go to the hospital and stuff, but he needed to pay this money so that they could bury her. Like, it was crazy.
I cannot.
I mean, like, wild things.
Yeah.
Sure. So she was like, yeah, he needed $2,000 because his child died. And I was like, what? It was, yeah. I hope that somebody or this man steps forward and says, I am him, so that all of us just know.
I mean, he's probably still out there. He's probably doing it again. This is what the Tinder swindle, like, it's a recycle, rinse, repeat. Like, that's all you do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I watched those things and all those women that got swindled out of hundreds of thousands of dollars like dummies. I know.
Yeah.
They fell for it. Wow. I'm not falling for it. Also, I don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars. So don't try to take advantage of me because I have nothing to give you.
Let me tell you, if you're having fake conversations to nobody every morning, I'm probably going to notice.
Yeah.
Didn't you talk to them yesterday about their fucking cat? Like, my memory is so good that, like, I would pick up details and I would ask you to, like, follow up on them.
The fact that you could come up with an hour long conversation to nobody every single day of, like, new things to talk about is weird.
I had a friend anyway. I don't know if I can tell this story, but we'll recap. I don't want to. They're going to know it's their story. So I don't want to say.
Well, then let's not do that. Yeah, we don't want to upset anybody.
Yeah, I fair. We're going to wrap up with Brandy Glanville. This, folks, we're never going to see Girls Trip ever.
No.
Girls Trip 4, it was actually 3. Wasn't it 3? Or was it filmed 3? I don't know. Whatever. The order was out of order.
It's somewhere in the archives, never to be seen is where it is.
So Brandy has fallen on hard times. She is on OnlyFans, apparently. Oh. Her face is, I'm not even being mean. As somebody who's been around the injectables and seen everything possible, it is horribly sad what her face looks like.
Yeah.
So she says that she's been impacted financially, da da da. Never blames Caroline Manzo. She's now suing Andy. She's not suing. I'm sorry. Her lawyers, which happen to be the same lawyers as Bethany's Reality Reckoning, not shocking. They have sent a statement of action. Essentially, they're going to sue Andy Cohen and of sexually harassing her, because in 2022, he was with Kate Chastain. And he was like on FaceTime with Brandy or something. And he boasted that he was going to sleep with Kate, thinking of Brandy, and because they were on the Traitor. So it had to be after Traitor season 1, which makes sense. Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something like that. Whatever.
Yeah, probably.
And they invited Andy, a gay man, invited Brandy to watch him have sex with Kate Chastain via FaceTime.
I mean.
She's literally just grasping at straws at this point, which is like really sad.
Yeah. And I mean, did you really think that? I mean, really, honestly, did you think Andy was going to actually have sex with Kate Chastain and wanted you to watch?
Yeah. He was her boss at the time. He exercised complete and total control over her and her career. an extraordinary abuse of power that left Miss Glanville feeling trapped and disgusted. They want him removed from his position at NBC, obviously, not shocking. Andy, who, as we know, does not respond to anybody ever, responded right away, which is insane on Twitter. He said, the video shows Kate Chastain and I very clearly joking to Brandy. It was absolutely meant in jest, and Brandy's response clearly communicated she was in on the joke. That said, it was totally inappropriate, and I apologize.
Yeah, but also, like, this is, I guess, where I have moral dilemmas, because there's a thing when there's a banter created between people, and Brandy has said 1,000 inappropriate things a million times probably to him, because we've seen it. And so now the one time he said something, she took it the wrong way, and now you want him to be fired? Or you want money? I don't understand. What is it that you need?
She needs a meal ticket.
Oh, God. Well, she needs a job then, like the rest of us.
Well, and the thing is, like, you got off the hook with the Caroline thing. Caroline said that, you know, producers let her do it. When, like, we know that Brandy pushes the envelope.
Every time. We've seen you slap someone. We've seen a lot from this lady.
Yeah, for sure.
Come on.
Wild. Okay. Anything else on Hot Topics?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. We'll briefly cover the shows. We'll talk about Potomac. I also realized... this weekend, I've had a lot of, like, epiphanies, in case you're wondering.
Oh, okay.
I haven't done, like, ayahuasca or anything. I don't know why I'm having...
Well, then don't. If you're having epiphanies on your own, you don't need it.
We skipped a ton of weeks with Potomac and Married to Medicine because of the holidays, Super Bowl. Like, remember, we've missed a bunch of weeks. That's why they're so far behind.
Yeah.
Because I was like, why are we doing Mother's Day at Anne Marie's? But we had Mother's Day. Like, so it wasn't making sense to me. It makes sense now.
Yes.
So that's why Potomac is dragging. Their reunion is filming tomorrow or next week, but they're filming their reunion. So they'll be a little bit behind.
Okay.
Ashley in this divorce. Now,
Ashley in anything.
To sit here and be like, yeah, I can't divorce him. I might be on the street. Like,
no, girl.
Where's your G&A clothing line, girl? More like
exactly where they at the fabric store where we saw it the last time.
Yeah. Well, then she was like, yeah, next week's my birthday and, you know, milestones and I can't get divorced about.
Oh, God.
Doesn't
care.
What does your 35th birthday have to do with a milestone and getting divorced?
It doesn't.
Yeah. I never want to see Wendy or NECA again. You know, like they just. Like, Wendy does not want to make peace.
No, I was watching it thinking, why are we even doing this? Why are we having this conversation? Clearly, neither of them want to have it, and they're not going to fix anything. I knew what was about to happen. You just took this as an opportunity to get dressed up and go to lunch.
NECA seems a, like her, maybe her EQ, she is younger, so let's give her this. But, like, she just seems a little slow on the uptake. Like, when Wendy was like, you dragged my mother, like... Bottom line, you drag my mother, right? Like, if we can just both apologize, Wendy's not going to apologize. Let's be real.
Yeah, no, it's not happening.
Ray went to the Dominican Republic to cheat on Karen.
That was an awkward conversation.
That might have been my favorite scene so far. She was like, and yeah. I called, and it was the cleaning lady. What cleaning lady answers the phone in a resort?
Yeah, she's like, oh, this is the place where Ray always goes. That like that
without
one
without her like, every year.
Yeah, I was like, what?
No, ma'am. Mm-mm.
There's interesting things that go on in that household that I feel like we haven't even begun to uncover.
I don't think we ever will. She keeps everything so private.
Oh yeah, no, it's not happening.
Mia says that she was the girl who would accompany the men on the golf trips, and that
we believe that.
That's how she met Gordon.
I believe you, Mia. Oh. Although I thought they met at the strip club.
Yeah. Ugh. Why do we... Okay, we know that these... We want to see opulence. What I don't want to see is 9 women in 8 rooms with 12 beds. I don't get it.
No.
And that's kind of like... At least the girls' trip, I feel like... I'm like, oh, I can never afford this. what is this 10,000 square foot house in the Maldives look like, right? Like, that's interesting to me. It's not interesting to me to see like them trying to like figure out rotating beds in Dominican. Like, why?
Yeah, confusing. Also, what was confusing to me, and maybe I missed something, is what they, so Robin invited that girl who's friends with Wendy.
Kiarna.
Kiarna, thank you.
She also got in a, she got in a confessional this week for some ungodly reason.
Right. So she got invited and is like all of a sudden on the show at the last minute. But then Wendy was like, I absolutely do not want to share a room with Kiarna. But isn't she your friend? I was confused. Like, did I miss something?
I just don't think they want to share a room with anybody. I love the fact that,
I mean,
that the two like geniuses, Wendy and Candace, were like, girl, there's nine of us. There's 12 beds. You get a double room. You don't have to share.
Like, yeah, no, no. I mean, and I agree with that. And I'm not bougie in any means, but I like having my own room, my own space. So when I'm tired of hearing people talk and I want to use the bathroom and be by myself, I can have somewhere to be alone.
Well, let me tell you, Karen, I mean, I'm just not going to share a room with twin beds and a bathroom. I am 39 years old.
Yeah, no.
No. I have 2.5 bathrooms here. I don't even share with Luna.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, trust me, that part I understood. I think I was just like, okay, it's the way that it's going down. Like, come on, girl.
Karen was not having it.
No, she was like, I have a card and I'm going to get a room, but you are not.
That poor lady had no idea what was happening. She was like,
I
want a room.
No.
I have the Benjamins. Like, no, ma'am. Like, this isn't how this works.
She was like, pick one of these rooms and leave me alone.
Yeah. The Grand Dame and Robin, just stay out of it. I don't know. Like, why are you going to poke this bear? She was going to sleep on that couch.
I know. That's why I was just like, just let them work it out. Clearly, Ashley doesn't mind like giving her this. Let her do it. And then she's sitting there doing this whole blah, 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 blah. Like, why are we doing this?
Yeah. Ashley gave in. Ashley was like, here you go. I'll give you my room.
Yeah. Which sucked also because it was like, that's her birthday.
Why does she always get a trip for her birthday every year?
I don't know. I think it just always falls on the time the cast trip's supposed to be.
We better. No, ma'am. We wrap up with Giselle's new Grand Dame. What is Giselle's deal with, like, she tried to do it with Charisse. She doesn't want Karen to have this title. But it also, like, it's not hurting anybody for Karen to have this title. Karen clearly buys into it. So, like, just leave her alone.
Yeah, I felt like that was quite a spectacle to make just to prove a point.
Yeah, like you're trying to get underneath her skin. Like, I don't, my brain just shut off. Like a roundabout. Like you're not going to confront her, but you're like, yes. Oh, I'm going to give it to NECA and like piss off Karen in the same breath. Like we know what you're doing.
Yes, absolutely.
Candace was not having it.
No, Candace is just like, no, I'm not participating in this.
Can we talk? What are your thoughts on her and Chris's sit down?
I thought it was weird.
Over this man.
Yeah. I was just like, this doesn't seem like a fit anymore.
No.
You wanted him to be home before. Now he's home. He wants to figure out like what's the timeline because he is older than her. So if you want to start having kids, like you might want to do that because while he has the energy and the time. And it just seemed like she was just looking at him like, why are you talking to me?
She looked annoyed. He was like, what about the baby plans? She's like, well, you know, my career. And I'm like, oh.
Also, why are you wearing a leather bustier top to sit on the couch?
She probably had just gotten home somewhere.
Yeah. And he's like, what did you pay for this purse? Well, how much is this? Well, sir, don't worry. Don't worry. Just figure out what's going on in your marriage.
I don't think it's going to end well.
No, I mean, it's very strange, too, because it went from like she wanted a baby so badly. And now she's like, well, I don't want to do anything. I have this breast thing. And he's like, but the doctor says this letter says it's OK. Well, I want it out. Like, it sounds like, OK, now you're just making things an issue.
Well, and he's like barely filmed. She's barely filmed at home.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, we know she's running around singing Drive Back all over the United States.
I like that song. You know this.
I know you do. I know you do.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she's got the ick with that man for sure.
Yeah, something ain't right.
And he's gained weight. He doesn't look good. He looks stressed out.
Running around the restaurant anymore.
Yeah, he's making all those snacks at home and probably eating them after he films the YouTube video.
I'll go over there and eat snacks. I'd be happy to have some snacks.
Anything else on Potomac?
No.
Okay. Married to Medicine.
Yes.
One thing this week, I learned never to cross Dr. Jackie.
Oh, yeah. No. You're not coming back from that.
I should have slapped her when I had to do it. I was like, oh, no.
Yep. Like a mother should.
Sweet tea, you are very outmatched, ma'am. I just think you should just retire.
You poked the wrong bear, sweet tea. That's all I'm going to say. I think that Dr. G was trying to tell her in the nicest way, like, not this one.
Too much. Heavenly, I just want a full episode of Heavenly's Confessional.
I just want to watch a weekly show of Heavenly.
You know what I realized? This is why her YouTube channel is so popular, is that she literally just gets, this is who she is.
Yeah, and she's hilarious.
Oh, the oral sex. Oh, daddy. He's like, can we not? And she's like, okay, daddy, I won't. Okay, I'm sorry, daddy.
I know.
And like,
poor Toya Dr. Damon.
She's reading Toya. Her confessionals, best thing on Bravo. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
No, bring it on.
She's hilarious.
I did not have Toya versus Alicia on my bingo card this season.
I had a feeling this was going to be a thing at some point because the push about her husband and being submissive and all these things. I knew one of these women was going to pick a fight about it eventually. I didn't know who, but I knew it was going to become a thing.
Yikes.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it's important. I understand because I'm a very strong woman as well. I, have a hard time being a submissive, although I like it sometimes, but for the most part, I don't want to be told what to do. But I think that there's levels, right? I would like to not be bossed around, but there's lots of times that I'd love for my partner to be like, hey, we're going to do this. Just get dressed. This is where we're going. Be ready in 20 minutes or whatever. And I don't have to think about it. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to do anything. Like, I love that. So I think there's different levels to it, but you're not going to be bossing me around and like, where's my plate and all that crazy things.
Yeah.
But I also think it's important to remember like cultural differences, and like their upbringing probably is culturally what they were raised and taught. So sometimes I think these women have to have a little grace because yes, they see each other all as African American, but they come from a different culture in Africa that they have different customs.
The problem for me is that like, I don't think they're like on camera and like, this is going to bleed into your life.
Oh yeah.
Doesn't know where $150,000 went. He lost all of our money. I was like, stop talking.
I would have never shared any of that. Like that was for nobody to ever know. And also I don't think it's important for people to know that in your marriage, you don't give each other oral sex.
I'll do it. Sign me up.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like if that's your
belief, I'd rather do fine. That than other stuff. Like, get it over with and go about your way.
Absolutely.
Are you done yet?
But, I was just like, okay, I get it. If culturally you feel like that is not what you choose to do. But, you have to understand that, like, not everybody's going to understand those things about, because you're married. And so you should be able to feel free to do and explore whatever together.
Yeah.
It's very strange. I never heard this before.
I've never heard this before.
But okay.
Wild.
Yeah.
Anything else on Married to Medicine? Finale is this Sunday.
All I know is the food on the yacht looked delicious. As always, I focused on that because that's just what looked great. And that's it.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. VPR. So. Ugh. First and foremost, we kind of knew this was coming, right? We knew they weren't going to film together. We knew it was going to be this like ridiculous back and forth. My biggest issue, and like I get Lisa's brother passed away. I fully understand how suicide has affected her. However, yes. I think it is extremely unacceptable, but I can't think. My brain is not functioning today, by
the way.
That's
okay. Insensitive?
Not even insensitive, but just like wild that you're going to like let Tom use this on camera in every scene.
Right.
And it's like, that's his only defense.
I get expressing once, like in a conversation, yeah, I've had some really dark thoughts. Like, okay, I get in the
context. Or like, yeah, I don't see a light at the end of the tunnel, or how do I get out of this? Or like, yeah.
Sure. But I think to continue this narrative now, pushing it on everybody else, saying like, I'm afraid he's going to kill himself. I think it's gotten a little out of hand.
And I think like for me, looking at like, okay, how Kyle handled her situation.
Yes.
Right. They're kind of not obviously in the same boat, but I like same kind of mental health struggle bus, if you're the struggle bus, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But like, he still won't take any responsibility.
No.
Zero. The fact that he's like, I'm saving myself for Raquel. Like,
it's so I'm fucking drinking, goofy. I can't. Party.
Like, and I don't want to say like, oh, you people who have dark thoughts or whatever aren't like going out and having these parties. But like, you would do stuff to take care of your mental health. Everything he does is like, I literally wrote, I was like, he's Tom is insane. I can't that even whole, watch this.
No, that whole thing was so fucking goofy to me. It was like, oh, well, I don't want to drink and enjoy myself if she can't drink and enjoy herself. And I just am in love with her. I want a shot.
I want her to leave the facility to be with me.
Yeah, are in you your home high? That Ariana lives in? Because if that's the case, then you need to move out and do some steps to show her that you're waiting for her to be with you. But living in this house, it ain't going to happen.
Also, she's there because you started an affair with her. Like, what?
Yeah.
What don't you get about this?
Yeah, I mean, my initial thought when all this happened was like, you two better fucking get married, because after you just blew up everybody's life, this better work. But we knew, like, there was just, I mean, it was no way.
The hanging out was the best part.
Really?
You lived with your girlfriend of 9 fucking years at the same time.
Yeah, because who else are you going to sit around and turn on, like, twinkle rainbow lights and drink Coors Lights with and be so happy?
I cannot. And then he's like playing. And then Lisa's going to Lala. He said Lala and Sheena taught people how to treat him. No, sir. The second it broke, people were dragging you. It had nothing to do with their podcasts.
Absolutely not.
So at least go, hey, Schwartz actually said it. Schwartz was like, just lay down and die for 3 minutes. Show up. Mea culpa. Kelly Rowland, Netflix, Tyler Perry this week. What, I don't know. What is it about, by the way?
Why did I get married?
No, Mea culpa.
Oh, Mea culpa. You know what? I just came out and I have not watched it yet.
Okay. Anyway, sorry.
So yes, no.
Sidetrack. So it's if okay, all he had to do was just be like, hey, yeah, bring it on. I'm so sorry. How could I move forward? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. What do I have to do?
Absolutely. That's all he's ever had to do. He finds a way to make this about what someone else did a long time ago, what Ariana did to him.
Every time.
He's never just said, I fucked up. I made a bad decision. I should have broke up with her and moved on when I realized I was interested in Raquel. And now I have to accept the consequences of my actions. And that's it.
And let's not forget that he weaponized why he wasn't getting sex from Ariana last season was her mental health.
And I will say this, because I think this often watching it, I wish Tom Schwartz was this Tom Schwartz all this time, and he'd probably still be married.
He doesn't know when to shut up, though. That's for sure.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know what else to say. It's painful to watch. It's horrible that we're using mental health and Lisa's brother and all of this as like a scapegoat of like not dealing with what you did. I don't think he actually thinks he did anything wrong currently. Like, I think that he's still on this path of like, oh, no worries. Like, I can't.
Yeah, no, I agree. I have not seen anything redeemable from him at all that has told me like, you know, this guy deserves a break. If you see him out in public, don't spit on him.
No, a cold plunge with Billy Lee. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
And she, like, oh, like, how was that? Like, oh, how was this? Like, I know you had to be feeling this. Like, what? I just, the place you were in when you were with her, how she treated you. Excuse me, I thought you were friends with Ariana, too. Now, all of a sudden, you're talking about how she's been treating him all these years? What?
Yeah, I can't. I cannot do it. And the funny thing is, everyone's like, oh, you're going to watch the show, and you're going to see Ariana's a psycho. I'm like, no, Ariana's right. Like, I don't. I cannot.
Yeah. No.
We wrap up with Graham. Okay, so you know I don't have tear ducts, but I was like, oh God, Graham.
Oh my God, I almost died when that he was like, is that Graham Cracker? Is that him really? And then he started crying. I was like, oh my God.
How do you go home to your girlfriend, by the way, like, by the way, I got a dog today.
Yeah. By the way, my ex-dog is back.
Yeah. Also, why'd they change his fucking name? It drives me nuts.
I know. His name is Graham, and let him be Graham.
Graham Cracker. Anything else on DPR?
No, I just, yeah. You know, I have a hard time watching people like that who are just narcissists and like, have no remorse.
No, you don't deserve a trip to Tahoe. You need to apologize to every single person. Oh, they made money. Oh, they made podcasts. And?
Well, and you see, like, he's saying, like, oh, they made money. They made this. They have podcasts. But then you're not doing anything different by going and doing all these interviews and doing all these podcasts and saying these outlandish fucking, like, awful, awful things. Comparing himself to his situation to OJ or to George Floyd. Like, I almost died when I saw that. Like, how the fuck? People died in those situations. So you're comparing what happened in your life to that?
Because he's a pop culture. The same thing.
No.
No, not the same thing. Sir.
You're a fucking imbecile. That's what, like, you
compare
are.
Yourself to the Kardashians or something. You insane.
Yeah, I... No.
Mm-mm. Well, then the next day he does that interview mag where he's like eating donuts, like, look, or cake or something. What the fuck? Showing his fucking crotch. Like, who is this man's publicist? Billy Lee?
Yes. At this point, Ann quit. Everybody else has quit. And the crazy part is, in that interview where he said these comments, they said his publicist was sitting there when he said it.
Did you see Schwartz gave an interview and was like, I will not talk about the George Floyd, so I won't talk about any of that. But he did say that Tom pulled an all-night bender before the Vial Files podcast. That's why Vial was going so hard on him, because he was a hot wreck.
Well, he needs to get his fucking shit together. That's all I have to say. I'm tired of it. I've had about enough.
I thought he wasn't drinking because she wasn't drinking.
Well, now that she told him I am moved on, and he's moved on with this other chick he's been seen around with, they're drinking.
Insane. Anything else on VPR? So part of our decision, part of my decision for sure, from like looking forward, sorry, not you, but like for the people.
Yeah. No,
was like this weaponization of mental health and suicide. And it's insane to me that like we're putting this on television and I just can't.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree. And, you know, as I watch these shows, sometimes it's like there's little things, but I'm just like, I'm sitting here watching a show where grown-ass men are jumping off the roof into the pool. And all I can think of as a mother is like, you're going to break your neck.
Oh, and look at this. This has weed in it. We're going to chug it. And
but meanwhile, your barbecue over there is on fire. And you're about to catch your house on fire if you don't deal with that food you're burning. Like, it's just hard for me because it's like, this is not life I can relate to in any way, shape, or form anymore.
Watch out for that jet fuel falling from the sky.
Yeah, it's just a little difficult. So yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
Jumping into Beverly Hills, I got a lot to say about this as well, but we'll start with the $400,000 white party.
Yeah.
I heard online that it was like an agency party.
So it's always been the agency party, which is what I thought.
Yeah, it seemed like it kind of was like they showed up, like there was a ton of people there.
Because before it used to be that they would have the white party, but it was the agency party. And then the agency people would kind of come a little toward the end and they would film in the beginning so that all those people weren't on it. Because it also kind of crossed over to buying Sunset, the other show. Beverly, thank you. You know,
all the only one that's ever stuck with me is when that girl was dancing with Mauricio and she goes, get off my husband. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, it as we've seen it grow every year, it's become more and more and more like extravagant and lavish. Obviously to bring in Kevin Lee, like what did you think you were about to get? It was a lot. I mean, again, I know that it's Beverly Hills. I can't even begin to relate to this lifestyle, but when I see that and think of like what I could do with $400,000 in my life, it's not throw a party.
Maybe have a place to live.
Yeah, like I would buy a home because I don't have a home. I live in an apartment.
Well, like the Lisa Vanderpump shade and like, I just,
Yeah.
PK's been in London for 25 days.
PK, I feel like, is not coming back. He's not dealing with
PTSD. Is he a citizen?
I feel like he must be.
Does he have to stay there?
Oh, I don't know. Well, you know,
he has like another family there.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked. He probably has older kids. Well, and he's Boy George's manager, and I know George has a lot of work over there. So I get that, like, you have to travel, but not to stay for a whole month. Like, 35 days he was there till he came home.
He's over the robbery. He's moved on.
Yeah, I mean, and it's hard. This has been hard for me because Dorit can annoy me often, but as someone who has lived with PTSD and anxiety and panic attacks, like, I get that frustrating feeling when you feel like your partner does not understand. And so you just try to, like, not say anything, but you're having a whole, like, inside meltdown because you don't want to, like, seem like a freak, but you need some, like, a lot of times it helps just having someone talk to you and be like, you're okay. It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think this might be the end of Dorit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her and Larsa can hop in that U-Haul and take.
Oh, and take that weird bang you did at the reunion with you.
She looked like a clown. I will say they all looked good. Like, so we always say this for reunion looks, and there's like a difference between the photos and the standing and the posing and like sitting and like interacting with people. And they all look really like Crystal's dress is insane.
Yeah.
The way that thing fucking glittered on camera was wild.
Oh yeah.
It was custom, not shocking. She is fucking rich.
Yeah, Lion King money, hello.
Well, not even that. That's number two coconut. Her coconut water is with her and her brother and an investor. I'm shocked.
Yes, anyway. Yes.
So looking at the couch, I'm like, they all look pretty good. Anne-Marie wore the same dress as Charisse did like two seasons ago or whatever. Stupid.
Yeah. Did she call and be like, Charisse, girl, let me borrow that dress?
That might be a different size.
Yeah, well, you could tailor it.
And then you look at Dorit with this hood on. Like, oh, this is not God. The Mad Max premiere.
And then it has a hood, and then you took one piece of hair and slicked it to your forehead, hella shiny and greasy looking.
It almost looks like they all like, oh, we're going to do, like, because it looks like they're in Beverly Hills, the background, but then she looks like she's still in Barcelona.
It annoys me because you know how much I like when there's a theme or they all match or there's something, but this just looks like everybody went in their closet and grabbed something.
Married in Medicines were a little bit over the top. Toya looked like
a little bit. But what did I tell you? When I saw that dress, I kept going, I wonder who wore that pink dress. And I was like, it looks like a quinceañera dress. And Chanel Iman said the same
thing. Chanel wore that dress. It's a beautiful dress.
But
it definitely needs the stature of Chanel Iman.
Yes.
It looked a little.
I mean, it was all a little too much for a reunion. I liked Toya.
How did you like Toya? Is that pink thing?
Yeah, because it
looked like Judy Jetson.
But I love Judy Jetson.
Hey, Judy. We miss you.
I know.
We miss you, Judy. Been a while.
Also, like the skirt, and then it looks like it had flowers coming out of the under. I don't know. It just seemed like, okay, well, it's not like a 10-foot train.
I don't. It was not cute.
All right. Well,
it looked like an Olivia Rodrigo to the VMA.
I know. You know, I'm into that kind of look.
I'm sorry. Denise Richards. First of all, here's my problem with the white party. Not everyone wears white.
Yeah.
Aaron shows up in black pants. Denise has a pink coat on. Like, what is happening?
And then there was somebody else in a brown leather coat over their white. Like, no, that's not what you do at a white party.
No, this is, I don't, no, ma'am.
Rob's running around trying to find his white coat.
She took it to the dry cleaner.
I know. Well, where is it?
Erica, I thought did great.
I thought so too.
Let me tell you, if expensive comes on, I'm gonna shake my ass.
Oh yeah, it's a good. It's, I mean, it is a bop. Hey. So it was funny because I was watching it and Marcus said, "So, what is she? Oh, she's a singer. Like, what is she singing?" And I was like, "Well." Is like,
her
was she good?
One song is expensive. Her number two song is How Many Fucks Do I Give? Her number three song is Painkiller.
Yeah, but I was like, so she's not like an Alicia Keys trained singer by any means. No. However, she's a boppy singer. I was like, I don't really know how to categorize it, but it's toe tappy.
Yeah, she's like a club, like a Cascade type.
That's what I was like techno housey.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought so too. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the party looks kind of lame, but other than that, whatever.
The food looked wonder.
Yeah. Then we finish up. There's 20 minutes left in the episode, and they get into the whole separation. We know cameras pick back up a month later. Funny thing, really quick, Farrah has her ring on when they're talking to the girls.
Yes.
So that means that her breakup happened sometime between July 23rd and August 20th.
Well, you're narrowing it down.
Why am I like this?
I don't know, because you're curious, but you're getting closer.
I'm insane. I'm literally insane. Rob, I want to meet this man. He was like, oh, it's in People. Well, then, you know, it's got to be. Because I said the same thing. I was like, oh, if it's on like Us Weekly or In Touch, yeah, like no one listens. When People says it, people listen.
He pretty much already wrote the whole script and screenplay like, and just Morgan directed it.
I got it. We got it. Sutton says she was lying the whole time.
I'm so over Sutton. I'm sorry. I am so over her.
I'm Team Sutton. You know this.
I just feel like if you are my friend, regardless of how this all shook out, when it was announced, I'm not going to be on the phone with my other friend like, this whole thing is sus. She's been lying the whole time. This has been going on since day one. Like,
I want to teach my mom sus. I want Denise to use sus in a sentence.
Like, I don't feel like that I would watch that back and be like, there's my good friend Sutton having my back in the hardest time of my life.
Sure. I mean, here's my problem. As a viewer who went through 17 hours of this show, right?
Mm-hmm.
That for the last minute to be like, trust was broken and he'll never, like you could have said that in episode one.
But I think in episode one, it was just scratching the surface of that the marriage is in a weird place.
What do you and think? I think it doesn't. She said no cheating, though. So what was the trust that was broken? Financials?
I mean, it could have been that. You know, there was some things about like the lawsuit stuff. Maybe that wasn't disclosed. It could have been family things. It could have been a purchase. I mean, it could have been anything, really.
He was like, no, I don't do drugs. And he like does lines off hookers in Vegas.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? But I think that
I'm Rob now. I'm going to narrate the whole thing.
I think that for me, I've been in a situation before in my relationship that was in a rocky place. And I just didn't want to quickly disclose that in the details of it because I wanted to save it and I wanted to fix it. And I didn't want then the people who care about me to hold a grudge and look at this person and think all these things because we fixed it and we went to counseling and we moved on.
Maybe call it production. I don't know. Right. We saw the ick in when she said, don't kiss me. It was over.
Yeah. And he was like, I can kiss you however I want. And she was no.
So that's my thing, right? So 9 episodes ago, way more than that, like she knew, I think that she's scared to walk away, which is fine, right? I don't think either of them, they don't want to go through divorce. They don't want to hash out $200 million. They don't want to hash out 7 houses. They don't want to do all this, which is fine, right?
Right.
But say that. Be like, hey, we're not going to get divorced. I'm going to live my life. We got more from him in 90 seconds on the promo for Buying Beverly Hills than she gave us all season.
Yeah, because that's why. And he doesn't give a fuck. She's like, let me smoke.
You do whatever you want. I'll do whatever I want. I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, he was like, let me smoke this weed and I'll tell you all about it.
Well, then she says on Watch It Happen Live, like, she's like, oh, well, I'm mad that he said that. Like, what? But you weren't saying that.
And I think that I think that it's hard for some people they care about the way things look, aesthetics, right? Like she clearly cares how it looks, what people think,
yeah,
you know? So
even with Portia, he doesn't give a using vague ass words.
Yeah. And he doesn't give a fuck. So he's just like, I'm going to say it for what it is.
Zero fucks. That man has 84 offices of the fucking agency. He's fine.
Yeah. He's like, I got to go to Panama and open my new office. Like, I don't give two shits what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So I think that it's really hard when it made me kind of teary at the end when they started from the beginning where it showed them with Portia and she was a baby. Because we watched this since she was like, what, 2? I want to say. One or two when she had that birthday party?
Yeah, she was a baby.
And watching it to that point, and it's like, it's sad to watch things fall apart. And also to remember that who you are when you met 27 years ago is never going to be who you are now. You're going to change and evolve in this lifestyle. You've grown. You both have blown up financially in different ways. And so there's no way you can possibly be the same people.
She was like, oh, I was driving carpool and he was out living his life and building a business and I did all this. I'm like, you had camera crews around for the last 13. Come on.
Absolutely. You had your store. I mean, she's also had things and opportunities that
bad without you.
No. And this life and these parties and all the things you've been able to do. So nobody suffered here when it comes to that. But I think that probably has a lot to do with her mental health struggles as well, because now having to come to terms with, like, my life isn't what I painted it to look like. And now I have to own that. And what does that look like moving forward? And I don't think that she's a person that can handle that.
Yeah. Fair. I just feel like we just went 17 episodes, like, and none of it mattered.
Absolutely. And now to be like, I don't know if I'm going to return. So you're just going to leave it on the table like that. Okay.
She'll do one more because Portia's still in high school.
Yeah. And that's why I want to get to the bottom of, like, well, why is your sister at the reunion? Like, what the fuck is Kathy here for?
I don't know. That's weird. The reunion trailer looks fantastic, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So we're in for that for sure. I just, like, I don't know. I just, seeing that Buying Beverly Hills promo popped up, like, really fucking boiled my blood.
Yeah.
Because why didn't we hear that conversation? Why didn't we hear her say, hey, I'm going to do my own thing? Why did we see Morgan fucking Wade tapping her ass last night on Watch What Happens Live?
Yeah.
You, come on. I don't know. Have any of your friends ever taken a photo like that?
Touching my ass? No.
Yeah, tapping.
I mean, I've had friends grab my ass, yes. Yeah, sure. But not in a photo. No. Absolutely not. I'm not doing all that.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
Trust was broken.
Well, I wish them all the luck.
Apparently we get answers at the reunion. So apparently she answered everything, which, you know, I love.
Oh, okay.
I love that. When Andy looks at her and goes, Erica wants me to eviscerate you, I'm like, what a messy bitch.
I know. Leave it to Andy. But I mean, that's what he is, a messy bitch, and he owns that.
For sure. That is a wrap on episode 174. We will call it Trust Was Broken. Again, new format. Feel free to, like, rewind. You want to talk about that? We'll be back next week. We are going to post and ask us anything you want to know. We will take, like, a brief little break, kind of get back together with us, figure out what we want to do, how we want to move forward. But it's looking like kind of what we're watching with some hot topics and like what we're enjoying and making it fun and actually giving you recommendations versus us, like, going through stuff that we just don't really care about anymore. And I think we're kind of growing, and I think Bravo's growing in a weird direction.
I agree. I think that too. I've felt that for a little while. I noticed that as this year last year, there was a lot of things that, like, we weren't agreeing on, but it was like, I didn't want to say, like, I just don't agree with this in my life.
Yeah.
Because it is something that we've committed to watch, and that's the platform that we are here for you guys. But I think it would be so much more entertaining if we could speak freely about the things that we actually love and care about.
Yeah. And, like, filter in some, like, real life stories and, like, pick up. And I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
And more J-Lo.
J-Lo. I mean, I have lots of life stories if you guys want to hear about it, if you have the time.
Yeah. And so I think that's just kind of where we're going to be headed. Let us know what you're watching. As always, Martha's Vineyard, Summer House Martha's Vineyard is coming back at the end of March, which I'm excited about. Mm-hmm. The show is great. That's the kind of, like, fresh new blood we like. Summer House is back today. I'm still a season behind. I might catch up. I do want to see the demise of Carl and Lindsay because I can't stand either of them.
Yeah, I'm watching tonight. The reunion of Southern Charm is on, so I'm going to watch that. In March, 911 and Station 19 are coming back, so you guys know I'm all in for that.
Southern Hospitality, Demetria.
Yes, that too.
What was the big bombshell? Did we ever find out?
It wasn't even a bombshell. It was stupid. It was like, okay, so he supposedly cheated, which I believe he did, and it was a video, like a phone recording of him, like, telling this girl, oh, do you want to grab my dick? Like, you know.
Oh.
And so Maddie saw it, and then he came back and was like, oh, well, I have a phone recording of her saying she set me up, but this didn't really happen. So Maddie went to all the friends and tried to act like, yeah, see, she was lying, and they set him up. And then the bombshell was that she kept saying she had a recording from him, but then later was like, I was there when the phone call happened. I was the one who made the recording.
Oh.
And I was like, that's not a bombshell.
No, not at all.
So it was dumb.
Awesome. Well, we're going to post that Ask Me Anything. Feel free to jump in. I'll probably post it a couple times this week and take all the questions and we'll go through them next week. And then we'll keep an eye on some good hot topics. And that's a wrap on episode 174.
Yes. Thank you all for being here. We appreciate you listening and we'll see you back next week. Have a wonderful weekend.
Bye.
Bye.